everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. For those of you who are avid fans, for the one out there, you've probably seen the very first episode, which has my beautiful wife, Courtney, as my first guest, mostly because I was nervous and wasn't ready to do it with a stranger. She's back on in the last, 3 months? You have... Well, what do you say? What did you do in the last 3 months?
In the last 3 months, what have I done?
What led you to why we're on the podcast today?
Well, I joined the circus.
She transitioned.
I run the circus.
She quit one of her jobs. She was working at a local restaurant, which is called House Landing. Awesome restaurant. If you're in town, go check it out. It's up in Valparaiso or Niceville?
It's Valpy.
Valparaiso, if you're looking for it on Google. Anyway, so she quit that.
The number one rated one that you look up, surprisingly.
Great music, good brunch. Go check them out. Anyhow, so she has decided to come over and join the dark side and start running events for the real estate business. So this episode, we're going to be chatting about the real estate business and a couple of the other random things that we are doing in our family. So I will kind of pitch that off to you then. Tell us a little bit, you know, within real estate, we're really just trying to build some community and give back to the people that have graciously helped out us and our family. So what is it that we are doing?
What are we doing? It's always we, right? We always do it together. So we decided to host different events every month. I'm already a little nervous about an event every month. But right now we have two events coming up. We have the Fun Family Fitness event and we have the Daddy Daughter Dance, both of which are booked out and ready to go. Fun Family Fitness is on January 13th. We have 7 fitness instructors, including yours truly and me. I'll be teaching a yoga class. We have Zumba. We have some PE coaches. Tyler was actually on the show before, Foundations 850.
Real quick, I'm going to pause you back here. What is the Fun Family Fitness event?
Fun. Family.
Fun first.
And fitness.
Okay.
So we're going to have 7 different fitness instructors that will teach little 30-minute sessions. We have a few different vendor tables. You had Dr. Taylor with Emerald Waves Chiropractic. She will have a table at the event. And a couple other people with just healthy nut butter, birthing doula. I don't even know. I don't have all those notes with me, but I don't have it all memorized. But vendor tables, 7 fitness instructors, loads of prizes. We have over $1,500 worth of awesome prizes from some of those local businesses.
So it's a fitness event?
Yes.
That is going to be hosted where?
Downtown Fort Walton. And when I say that, apparently that is not clear. I was not aware that is not clear. But... I guess old 98 is what some people call it, but the downtown area of Fort Walton right before Brooks Bridge. Enlightened Studios, the Sound Cafe. He's got a cafe on one side. He's also been on the podcast. As you can see, we work together with the local people, as you were saying. But he's got a vendor space that everything will be hosted in on the opposite side. So his food and coffee and tea and everything will be for sale as well.
Okay, so you said it's happening downtown Fort Walton Beach. It is at Enlightened Studios in downtown, is where it's going to be happening. What time?
Saturday, January 13th from 10 to 2. So pop in, pop out, come and go as you please. So the earlier you get there, you'll get more chances for those giveaways. And you can stay for an instructor or two, come back later, stay the whole time, whatever fits.
Perfect. The cost of the event is
free.
So like Courtney said, it's a free event. We're having just people come out. I may end up teaching outside if the weather's nice for the class I'm going to be teaching, because it's right behind, or in front of, I guess. It's to the north side of the landing. Is that the name of the park?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So yeah, it's just north across the street from the landing. That playground is right there. So if you got kids and you come to the event, there's also a playground. That might also be a the farmer's market. Never mind.
It used to be.
Yeah, it used to be there. Yes. So if you've been to the downtown Fort Walton Beach Farmer's Market, it's right across the street from that. at Enlightened Studios. But yeah, it's going to be a fun event.
Fun.
Fun.
Family yeah. Fitness.
You're more than welcome to just show up and hang out and meet some of the vendors and meet some of the local instructors and people. No pressure to work out if you don't want to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But if you want to, there is going to be space to do that. Make sure you bring some water or something. But yeah, like you said, Kohl's.
His whole cafe will be open. So coffee, tea, I know he has like food now. He's got all kinds of stuff. There was talk about a beer and wine license, but I don't know. Did he do that? Okay. So beer and wine if you need. Whatever you need, you'll be covered on that side. So please go check out Cole's cafe. He's been an amazing support for us in a lot of different things.
You're teaching yoga, right?
I am. I'm closing the entire session for the first time in a year, I think it's been. I think I taught in October last year at our house. And I haven't taught since, so I figured it's time, right?
Perfect.
Yeah, so I will be teaching like 1:30 to 2-ish time frame, I think is.
I never remember any of the fun names, but for the drinks and yoga.
I always call my, what did I call my, I did drinks and down dog, I've done girls night out yoga, I've done beach yoga, I've done all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But this will just be a fun family experience.
Will there be alcohol welcome into your yoga class?
So we have done classes like that. I do not like sip and flow. That's just never been my style.
Sip and flow, that's another
one. What do they do? They do pints and poses. But for mine, typically people have a drink before or have a drink after, but absolutely, I mean, it's welcome on both sides. It doesn't bother me. I'm just not going to put you in Warrior 2 and then like,
first of all, you said there's a raffle with some giveaways or giveaways. There's giveaways. How do people get set up for that?
So we have a Facebook event currently on kind of out there everywhere. I have multiple Facebook events. You can go find the registration link there and you can get registered. If you register
where on Facebook
today before they hear this, So, I mean, the Facebook events, it is Fun Family Fitness. You could literally type that in. You'll be able to pull that up on Facebook events. You can go find anything of ours, Courtney, Micah, Gillette, your business page, everywhere. I've got the event everywhere.
So, is it just Courtney? Is it Courtney Gillette spelled out?
You could do, my full name is my personal Facebook, Courtney Gillette, or Fit by Court. It's on Fit by Court, it's on 6 Point Survival, it's on Micah Gillette Realtor Info Group.
So the main one for registration stuff is Micah Gillette Realtor at the Info Group, something like that. But it's my business page.
Yeah.
It's a business page. It's the main one that you can find it on, as well as Fit by Court.
Fit by Court. Yeah.
If you don't have to be friends with us, if you don't want to friend us,
right,
to go join it and see the information on either of those sources. Everywhere else, you're going to have to send a friend request, which send away. We're friendly people. But, if you don't want to do that, you can go find it on the business page or Fit by Court is a group, I think.
A group, a page,
I've got it all. Cool.
And for those that always get confused, our name is spelled like the razor. Gillette.
Very simple.
It is. But.
It's French. Okay, perfect. So we have, let's see, we covered when, where, why, how, who's going to be there. We have a bunch of great raffles. I can't think of all of them off the top of my head.
Oh, I cannot think of all of them.
Let's give some shout-outs.
The Boathouse. Hang on. Give me a second.
Emerald Coffee from
MJ's Place. Emerald Coast Martial Arts. Oh, my goodness gracious. Of course, you asked me a question. I have not picked that up until the 8th, but hopefully. Omaha Steaks. What else? Oh my goodness. I've looked at this stuff so many times, you'd think I'd be able to remember more, but there are literally tons of them.
I would say personal training.
Emily Reynolds. She's got personal training and meal planning. We've got a cutting board by Jen, a local, screen printer. Emerald Group's giving away some swag.
So anyways, shout out to everyone who's given out. If we forgot you, I apologize. There is a few more giveaways out there. We'll make sure and give you a shout out.
Tag everybody.
Yeah.
It's on social media.
Yeah. We'll put you in the description. We'll put what everyone's given away and the business is and stuff like that. We'll do it in the description for this podcast. If you want to go see it, we'll hyperlink all our businesses. So if you want to go see any of the giveaways, or their businesses, go check out the details in the description and you'll be able to see it there. Okay, cool. So we got the giveaways. You said you're going to have a few vendor tables. Mm-hmm. You got that set up as well?
We have 5 vendor tables. Flex Zone over at Blue Water Fitness, Dr. Taylor, Self-Care Bees. They're a Self-Care Journal, Birthing Doula, and one more. I'm forgetting somebody. It's not that you're forgetful. I just can't keep it all in my head.
It's a lot. It's
it is a lot. Things. There's like so many people and so many things. And we're very blessed to have everybody that has joined us.
Yeah. Thank you very much for everyone who's helping out and joining in. We hope you guys can make it. It's going to be a fun event. I'm going to be teaching as well. We'll get into it a little bit later in the episode, but I am starting up a new program as well on my side. So I'll kind of be teaching from that angle for that course, which, like I said, we'll get to here after we talk about the events. Anything else you want to talk about for the Fun Family Fitness?
Nope. Wrap it up. January 13th, 10 to 2, downtown Fort Walton at Lighten Studios. Message either one of us anywhere and we'll get back to you if you have specific questions. Get registered beforehand and you'll get additional tickets to those giveaways.
That's what I wanted to say. Yeah, you get extra tickets for the giveaways if you register earlier. So get registered beforehand. You still get tickets at the door?
You'll get a ticket at the door and there will be tickets available for purchase. But
cool.
The sooner you get registered, the more tickets you get.
Awesome. All right, moving on. Next event, February, is
Daddy Daughter Date Night. Daddy Daughter Date Night and Dance. So, like, that word dance kind of freaks some people out. So we pulled back to just like, it's just go out and have fun with your kiddo. It's going to be over at Camp Tempucci, which we have a lot of stuff, again, wrapping back to. The survival school will be there. But they have a, like, auditorium space. We've got a local DJ already lined up. We've got a local photographer lined up. We'll have a little selfie photo booth. Jesus Food Truck is graciously going to participate with us and be available to eat delicious, like, macaroni with your love. Macaroni is the only thing that when I think of cheese, I think of macaroni. But any age, I know that's been one specific question that everyone asked us. Yes, there will be some fun activities catered to the little ones. I've looked at like little princess crowns or, you know, fun things for them to make. But if my daddy was here, I'd bring him. It's not an age thing. It's just come out. We also set it up where, let's say you have a grandpa or an uncle that wants to participate. You can have, you know, your family ticket and then that additional ticket is lined up for that additional family member if they want to join us.
So the baseline ticket price is for a couple, so mm-hmm. it's for a dad and a daughter. Mm-hmm. And then if you have more than one daughter, then we have additional.
Yep. That's a family ticket.
$10 more for the family ticket,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And if you have 2 or 8, if you have 8 daughters, bless your soul. But it would still only be $10 more to bring all 8 of them with you. And then if there is an additional, like you said, uncle, grandpa, someone else significant in your daughter or little girl's life, that you want to bring with, it's $10 also for the additional parent,
yes.
Or adult, I should say. To come
adult, off. I think I call it additional adult ticket.
Perfect.
They're all on Eventbrite. Again, we do have a Facebook event. You will always see Facebook events from me. I think it's the easiest way to get the word out there. But there's a Facebook event on your business page. And all the other places that you can find us with information. The ticket information is on there. But you can also just go directly to Eventbrite and type in Daddy Daughter Date Night. The only thing that I will suggest there is that there are other local Daddy Daughter dances, Daddy Daughter Date Nights in this area. So if you're looking for us, make sure that you find that one. It does say Gillette Family Estates on it, so it has our name there. But it also is February 10th, and I know there's some other dates that are floating around with other ones out there, but February 10th this year, 2024, is close to Valentine's as I could get it without kind of stepping on the toes of that. Bring out your princess, dance if you want to dance, don't dance if you don't want to dance, hang out, take pictures, just treat her like the little tiny queen that she knows she is.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, the way I view it is eventually, you know, our daughter's going to want to go on a date with someone and I want to show her, I want to give her a bar that someone else has to measure up to. So as her father, I want to show her what she should expect when she's taken on a date.
Then treat me wonderful, right? That's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you act like I don't.
I know.
So anyways, that is the daddy daughter dance. Again, we'll put the link for the tickets. That'll just be in the description on the show. So scroll down, check out the notes and the description or the description of whatever platform you're on, and you'll be able to find the link. It'll be right there.
Nice.
That'll be on Eventbrite, so you can get those. It is, how much is it? I don't remember.
The couple, adult and child, is 25. The family, adult and multiple children, is 35. Just an adult ticket for that additional family or, you know, important member is $10.
And just to be clear, you need to have a child or someone to bring with you. You cannot be a solo adult coming to that other day night.
I would hope that
that
would be a little strange, but yeah.
Anyways, that will be out. Camp Tinpuchi is on the far east side of Niceville. It is an awesome space. We rented a big hall for it, so we'll have that available. And that's a 2-hour event from 4:30 to 6:30. Holly with Jesus and her food truck will be out there, so you can smash some grilled cheese sandwiches and all of the very exciting.
I think there's like a macaroni sandwich.
Yeah,
well,
she's
like,
got fancy crazy ones. So that is going to be awesome. Anything else on that? Oh, tickets are limited on that.
They are. There is limited space. So, you know, book it as early as you can. And then if I get to a certain number, I can maybe play around with, you know, situations. But yeah, we've only got so much room. So, and we do want to keep space for that dance floor.
Yeah.
It's been fun. The DJ's got some lights and, you know, just a
perfect
fun, silly time.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on the Fun Family Fitness event? Or not Fun Family Fitness.
Daddy Daughter Dance. You see those names? I'm so cheesy. All right. Yeah. No, those are the two events that are currently scheduled, ticketed, available, out there, set up, venues, like, all ready to go, 100%.
Now, I know we've discussed some other sweet events, so just as a little teaser, dangle the carrot, what are some of the other ones
that
are mulling over?
Karaoke night. I know. Just hear me out. Third Planet, hopefully, maybe. I'm going to reach out to them, see if we can set something up there. Local yard sales, business fairs for the kiddos. Turkey Creek Float was one that we talked about. So bring your own ridiculous float, and we'll go floating down the river sometime in the summer. Bowling, bingo, seasonal, blah, blah, blah. I think one of our favorites is the Christmas in July that we're hoping to make all work out. And we've got a local Santa that's kind of got just the Florida vibe with flip-flops and Hawaiian shirts and whatnot. We hopefully will get a hold of making it all situated with There you go. Thank you. I couldn't find it.
Shout out to Dan Castle.
Yes, absolutely. Get some castles. Sam Castle's made. If you haven't seen his Sam Castle, holy cow, go check him out. But he did some super cool Christmas ones. So have him do some Christmas Florida style and get your Christmas photo in July. So then you're early, right? And you're all ready to go for those seasonal pictures.
On the beach, we'll try and get some Santa hats or something that you can throw on if you don't have one.
Probably early, you know, because it is summer.
Yeah.
We know it gets hot here. But then bring your bathing suit and hang out for the day and, you know, go swimming, and we'll be there and we can all barbecue and chill afterwards.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I know I'm personally very excited for the kids' business fair. I think, you know, the science fair, and that's for anyone listening, that's the idea of the business fair for kids, is we are very integrated in the homeschool community in this area. We homeschool our daughter. We're very involved in it. We're involved in a lot of the events and trying to do stuff. You do weekly events for the homeschool community. But, you know, for the homeschool stuff, we wanted to do an event for, you know, everyone's very focused on academia, but we wanted to try and help kids with entrepreneurial spirit, because almost every kid, when you ask them, has some crazy wild business that they want to start, whether it's a lemonade stand or whatever it might be. So that's kind of what we're going for with that, is going to be giving kids some of the structure and tools that would be required to start a business.
Right.
And then actually let them start it and kind of, you know, sell a product or provide a service at the event itself, have a business plan laid out, and then, have a business plan laid out. And then we'll also have some judges, who are local entrepreneurs there, who are going to go around and vote on whoever has, you know, the most solid business plan, just like a science fair would be. And we'll give out some awards. For
that was close to my heart. I mean, everything that kind of pushed me is you and Paisley and making a better life for our family and being involved in our community and giving back. And our adventures in homeschooling Okaloosa County has grown immensely over the last year. And I do recess every Thursday, but we have all these other events that we try and get out there for the kiddos to give them their own community. You know, a lot of people are worried about, how's my kid going to socialize if I homeschool them? And I swear mine's more socialized than, you know, there's too many things for us to do with people to do them all. Right. There's a huge community here for that. So if it worked out, I wouldn't mind doing it in a time frame that was available to public school students as well. So it's not that it would be highlighted only for homeschool students, but you never know. Just kind of see how it lays out. But yeah, they would put together their own little business plan and hopefully grow that spark for a love for learning.
Yeah, awesome. And with that, as far as the business plan goes, similar to a science fair wants kids to show the scientific method, we will have a business plan template laid out, and then the kids can just follow the template. So stuff like business name, growth plan, budget.
Motto.
Yeah, vision. Maybe core values, and then, you know, obviously just what the business is and how it's going to not only give back or provide a service, but, you know, how you're going to generate revenue and have it make sense. And then, again, the judges will kind of vote based on what the kids create.
Yeah, we'll get some sort of metric.
Yeah, and my goal will be to find judges who don't have their own kids in the
fair.
That'll
be hard.
Obviously, to avoid any kind of bias. Like, I won't be a judge, and neither will you, because our daughter will be in the fair itself. But anyways, that's a teaser on some of the events that we're going to do. I'm super excited about it. I am very excited about karaoke, whatever we end up doing that.
Right.
I'm not going to sing anything, because I don't do karaoke. But
like, everybody needs to sing something.
I'll sing tequila. I have one word. I'll just stand there.
Sing as a group. That'll be fine.
Bob my head. All right. Anything else on events or the stuff you're doing?
I'm sure there's so much, but no, it sounds like we covered most of it.
I think that's most of
there's
it.
There's like 900,000 ideas up here all the time. So I don't know. But no, that's the majority of what's going on.
Yeah, that's the big stuff on the events. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, for those of you who've been watching for a little bit or don't know me really well, I wanted to talk a little bit about myself and then kind of the new business that I'm starting, but rather than just talking at you.
So you can put the interview.
Rather than just talking at you, which feels weird, we're going to swap roles and Courtney is going to ask me some questions. That way it kind of prompts me a little bit.
I mean, I feel like I should really like make you go back and like fill them in. Like, who are you, Micah Gillette?
throw me some curveballs.
Where are you from? How did you get here?
Yeah, that's perfect. All right, so I'm not originally from the Florida Panhandle. I was born and raised in Camarillo, California. There's two L's in there. It's Spanish, so if you look it up, it's Camarillo. But I was born and raised
that's
there.
So Galetti.
Yeah, I know. Wow, these Latin words. Yeah, that was where I was born and raised. Lived there for 22 years. It was a great little city to grow up in, although I didn't love it as a kid. I wanted more activity as a kid, but in hindsight, it was a good, safe place to grow up. I was looking for something else. I wanted to travel. I wanted to see stuff, and then I wanted to join the military. That was kind of the route I decided to take. College was not for me at the time. I worked three jobs actually at one point, and it was just, I was making it, but not the way I wanted.
Southern California, you need four.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I could have moved out at that point. I was 20 when I signed up, and I was on my way to try and move out of my parents' house. And looking at my finances at that point, I was going to have to keep all three jobs to move out. And I was like, I don't want to do this. So that's when I made the decision to join the Air Force. It took me 18 months to actually ship off to boot camp. Luckily, we met 3 months before I left for basic training. That was kind of what got me into the Air Force. When I was signing up to do, to join the military, I wanted to be G.I. Joe. I wanted to jump out of planes, shoot guns, scuba dive, skydive, all that kind of stuff.
You did it.
I did it. That's true. I did. I got through a lot of fun stuff, but I went and talked to the recruiter. The recruiter showed me this job called Pararescue, which sounded great, and it was all those things. So I trained for that. I got signed up for it. I never actually left for basic training in the PJ pipeline, which is short for Pararescue. I went and had a PJ take me under his wing, and he was training me and doing some fitness stuff with me, and then kind of sat down and gave me like the real heart-to-heart talk of like, this is what life looks like in this career path. Is that okay with you? And it wasn't. It's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to find a job where I could do the fun stuff, but, you know.
You wanted a family.
I didn't want to get shot at. I didn't want to go to work and get shot at regularly. So I decided, went back to my recruiter and just told him it's not what I wanted. I'd already done all the pass tests, so, you know, switching over to SEER was a pretty easy transition. So then he signed me up for SEER, which stands for Survival, okay. Evasion, Resistance, and Escape. So I was a specialist in those four topics specifically. Went to basic training, and then between basic training, tech school, selection, all this stuff that we went through, it was about 2 years of training to be a full-fledged certified SEER specialist. So I was an Air Force SEER specialist. I taught SEER school. I taught combat survival for 3 years, water survival for 2. So combat survival consisted of taking people out to the woods and, I mean, really just teaching them how to survive. That was the goal.
Camping, eating bugs. Play in the dirt, as I used to say. Play in the dirt and eat bugs. That's what I used to tell people that you did.
It was a hard job. Definitely. So that was a ton of fun. When I left there, I went over and taught water survival. So we taught people if they crashed their airplane or helicopter into the ocean or big lake, how to survive, how to get out, how to keep themselves alive. Between those two jobs, I got to go to airborne and I got to go to dive school. So I got to do the fun things I wanted to. So that was in Washington State. All that happened in Eastern Washington, Spokane, Fairchild area. And then I got orders to Cannon Air Force Base, which is in New Mexico. And I was very excited for that job because it was a really very demanding position in the Air Force as far as the deployment cycles and the TDY cycles. It was a lot, but it was also, you know, it's a position that has a lot of fun stuff, a lot of jumping in it, a lot of driving ATVs.
A lot of G.I. Joe stuff.
Right, a lot of G.I. Joe stuff. But being that it is geographically not the best place in the world, we talked about it and decided that wasn't for us. We wanted to go to the beach, and that's what brought us down to Florida. Found a reserve position down here.
No. We just moved to Florida, and then you got lucky enough to find a reserve position that was close by.
I had that before. No, because we had made the decision to come down here, and then before I left Fairchild, it was, I don't remember his first name.
Okay, we made the decision, Dunn, then the job came.
Was like, hey man, what is his first name? I don't know. At the time, Master Sergeant, I think he's a chief now, was told me about Duke Field and the reserve position down here. That's why I called Colonel Bird and chatted with him a little bit, and he's the one that hired me. I think before we moved down here. So that's what brought us down to Florida. That was 2016? October of 16 is when we moved down here.
You know where I live.
It's fun. A lot of fun. So that was kind of my journey from growing up to how I got to the Panhandle. And then we bounced around a little bit, did some different jobs here and there, had a lot of fun, lived on vacation for 6 months.
Ate way too much, realized we actually lived
spent
here.
Spent way too much money. Yeah, it was great. It was great. With that job, though, and transitioning away from that job, and I think most of your specialists you talk to still will tell you, teaching SV-80, teaching combat survival, is the best job they've ever had. I've heard that so many times. The amount of people that are like, if I could go back and just teach survival again, I would do it at the drop of a hat. There was no stress. There was no pressure.
Once you got through all the things, then you were just the teacher.
Right. Only, you know, you're responsible for keeping the people alive and teaching them all the information, but you aren't responsible for bigger programs. It was just, hey, I'm focused on these 8 people. And it was an absolute blast. And ever since I left there, I don't want to say there was a hole in my heart, but I had a passion for doing it. I've always had a passion for passing on that knowledge, but never knew how to do it. So anyhow, all that to be said, recently, November 1st, actually, we officially started the business called 6 Point Survival. And that is a local survival school, that we are going to be doing.
Okay. Well, you kind of sort of answered some of my other questions, but so what made you want to start the survival school? Just the fun? What is it that draws you back to teaching children, adults, instructing? You know, what's your why?
I mean, I guess, you know, if you do what you're passionate about and you do what you love, then you're gonna excel. You're gonna, I mean, even if you're not making $1 million a year, that's fine. If you wake up and you do what you love every day,
the American dream.
Then you're not failing, right? Then you just get to get up and enjoy it and do it. So, you know, to be honest, when I first got down here, I didn't even know where to start. I never owned a business. I never started a business. Like, the idea of starting a business, right? It was so far beyond me of starting it. It wasn't that I didn't want to. I always had this idea that it would be a...
Right. It's been in the talks for much longer than it's ever been real.
Right.
Like, oh, I'll do that one day. Oh, yeah, right. That sounds like fun. And then we had the opportunity last year to work with another company where you could kind of start to figure out if that, you know, what that looked like for you.
Yeah. Well, and there wasn't an exact template that I could just take and say, okay, this is what we're going to do for the survival school. When I got into real estate, I opened my own LLC and I started my own business and I got business, you know, credit cards and bank accounts. And I kind of like pulled the Band-Aid off and
right.
was like, oh, this is
the scary stuff.
Right, right. Which was not that scary.
No,
but
yeah, it is.
It is.
Taking
but,
a leap
right.
away from society to go try
right.
and believe in yourself to do something successful is scary.
But real estate was a template. I could
right.
just take exactly
right.
what someone else
do
was
what
doing
these
and
are,
say,
right.
okay, cool, this is what we're going to do. And it, you know, it worked out. Obviously, we're still doing real estate, right? That's why we got the podcast. But that was kind of the first step in realizing, like, I could maybe do this.
Right.
And then, like you brought up, last year we had the opportunity through another company out of California that they provided the curriculum for the survival classes. And, you know, they were just looking for instructors. So I stepped into
that. It was another way to easily step into just the instructor role without stepping into the business role. So we kind
right.
of tiptoeing
right.
through figuring out what it looks like.
Right. So real estate gave me, I guess, confidence in the business end
mm-hmm.
of things, the back end of things. Not that I wasn't a confident or competent survival instructor,
right.
but seeing, I felt like I wasn't going to do enough when I first like thought of like, this is what I want to teach. And then seeing what the other company that we worked with for at the beginning of last year, provided, I was kind of like, oh, I was overestimating how much I needed to put into one class.
You were just twitchy. You had 1,000 other ideas and 1,000,000 ways you
right.
wanted to do it.
Right.
And you wanted to instruct this, you didn't want to instruct that. And so instead
right.
of following someone else's layout,
right.
it was time to create your own.
So that kind of put me at the point where I was like, it's in my sights. And then, I don't know, last year, I guess, at some point, you know, I was already on the way to do it anyways, but never really found the right time. You know, I initially wanted to launch the school in October, like first class in October. I wasn't ready for it, but
I don't think people are ready for it.
I suppose
though.
I wasn't
it's
ready for it.
The time of
it,
year
though.
That people aren't ready for it. Like,
yeah.
they're all winding down,
right.
you know, versus starting something new.
I suppose, though, I just didn't do it because I was still scared and wasn't sure, right?
Scary.
And then, you know, we ended up selling an investment property that we had, which kind of financially put us in a position to take the leap of faith and to start.
We should just talk about all the other crazy things we've done in life over the last 2 years.
Right.
It's been a challenge, so to add one more layer was...
Yeah, when we sold that, it kind of set us up financially. And I talked to another couple friends who are successful entrepreneurs and started businesses. And some of them have started multiple businesses. Some of them have started one, and the first one was successful. But, you know, through all of those, they kind of just reinforced, like, just do it. Just start
watching all start of the people
something.
In our lives make it or not make it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It's inspirational,
right.
And it,
right.
it takes that fear away.
Right. Follow your face. And also just, you know, in the military, no one was really a business owner.
Right.
So there wasn't anyone that I could call and be like, hey, what do I do here? I now have friends from my, you know, my boss at real estate, to some good friends that we have, to the owners of the jiu-jitsu studio that I go to. They're all people that I can call. I have all their contact information and say, hey, I need some help. And they're all willing to help. They're all willing to provide that. So that's been really cool. So,
just what is the purpose? I mean, like connecting with our community, it's just, they give to us, we want to give to them. It goes
right.
back to the events. It goes back to the location. It goes back to the people. Like everything we do ties back
right.
into people.
Right.
Like, so
right.
anyways.
But a very long-winded answer on what my why is, you know, the passion for being outside and surviving has always been there. Becoming a SEER specialist kind of molded who I am today, from going through really hard things, being out in the woods, being tired, cold, hungry.
Being able to just fix anything, even if you don't know
right,
how to fix it.
Right. I think that's something that a lot of kids could benefit from, even if their parents, or, you know, your kids only listen to you so much. At another point, someone else needs to give that feedback. So I think a survival school, I'm passionate about survival. It's an opportunity for kids to get an experience that they, I don't want to say they can't get it anywhere else, but it's harder to get
right.
other places. It's not, you know, like not every city has 6 survival schools.
Right.
Like there's these martial arts studios, which are great too, but it's just teaching them something different, getting them outside.
That's it. Learning in nature too. There's so many benefits of
yeah.
that just alone.
Yeah.
Whatever they're learning. Okay. Well, then what does class look like? You know, how's that going to go?
I'll let you know after the first
yeah.
one. So, I actually did a lot of research on this, and I looked at multiple other survival schools, and they have really good programs, and I like the other programs, and I eventually want to offer those within 6 Point. What I found was a lot of them are offering, most of the classes are minimum of 4 hours, and it's a couple $100s, which is not realistic for, I don't want to say the majority of people, it's harder to attain.
Right.
You have to commit 4 hours to a program.
I don't know about you, but I don't know a mom out there that's like, yeah, I've got 4 hours
right.
to bring my kid to something.
Right.
Like, no.
You
got
to carve out 4 hours, 8 hours, 12 hours, you know, a day or two out of your life to go to these programs. And they run anywhere from a couple hundred to thousands of dollars.
Right.
What I want to do is make it something that's attainable for, say, the majority of people to come and do, similar to other extracurriculars that you send your kids to.
Right.
So sports, dance, martial arts, that was kind of the structure that I wanted to take over. So I can't teach you how to build a complete shelter in an hour's time. That's
right.
not realistic. By the time you get in, you get warmed up, settled, and then we do a little bit of fun things at the end. We really only have about 50 minutes of time to work with them. So the vision and the goal, and not to say no one else is doing this, but I can't find anyone else who is, so we'll see how it goes, is going to be to really break everything down into its basic skills. So the first unit we're going to teach is going to be around shelters. So the first class is going to be learning anatomy of lines, some of the knots that are going to be required for a shelter, and then maintenance of our materials. So when we cut lines, right, how to burn, you know, burning the ends, or if you had a natural rope, how to whip the ends. So we'll kind of do that. And then after 8 or 10 classes, we will have taught all the skills to build a shelter, and multiple types of shelters, not just one, but kind of shelter. I want to teach worldwide principles. I want to teach kids the ability to survive
anywhere.
Not just in the forest of Florida.
Right.
So that's the general goal for each class, is that if you show up, right now it's only kids. I don't know if I said that, if you had that question, but there you go. Right now we're doing kids ages 8 to 17, and it is going to provide them with basic skills each class that will build upon one another. If you're not there at the beginning, you show up in the middle, it's fine. just like a martial arts studio, there's no day one of martial arts.
Right.
You just show up on your first day.
Something that people had been asking, like, what's this class? What's that class?
Right.
And to wrap up, like, what you're saying maybe in another way, but just simply the fact that we've been together 13 years, and there's still some times where I'm like, wait, what's that not? Hang on, show me that one more time. Like, no matter how many times, if it's not something that you do repetitively, if it is not muscle response, a muscle memory, you need that skill again and more and again. So you can see the same dot, or you can see the same shelter, or you can see the same whatever 1,000 times maybe before it actually finally clicks in there. And then you just tie it and you just do it. And so if you've come to that class before and you're like, oh, well, we've done the knots class, we don't need to do the knots class again, I would urge you to think of that in a different way and actually be like, well, hang on, like, how can I fine tune that same skill to be better or to master at some point?
Right.
You need that class more than once.
Right.
So don't worry about maybe necessarily exactly what the class is, but just that we're reiterating and reusing those skills over and over and over again.
Right. A professional boxer still practices his jab.
Right.
Or her jab.
Right.
Right. Like, it's the
most Olympic
fundamental
athlete
right.
is still,
right.
you know, yeah.
You have
exactly.
to practice the foundations.
The basics always, you know, the most advanced UOB
right.
still needs to do
right.
the most simplest moves at times. So.
So, you know, at the beginning of last year, we did 2-hour classes, and that was just, it was too long, particularly for the age.
Yeah.
We were working with kids as, what was it, 7 to 12?
We had some exceptions of 7, but we learned that 8
yeah.
seems to be a little bit better fit for this style of learning.
But, yeah, 2 hours was too long, so the intent will be to teach just, you know, foundational skills that will be required. And, you know, skills that will be required for a shelter will find themselves again in care of equipment
right.
or other things. So it's not just, you know,
the amount of the stuff that we use at home in our day-to-day lives is like baffling to me at times.
So yeah, that's what the class structure will look like. And then at the end of, well, I'm calling them units right now. So at the end of the shelter unit, when I have taught what I believe is a sufficient amount, maybe not everything about shelters, then I want to go do either a full day or an overnight trip, a camping trip. And that won't be, if you're already a member, that won't be like any extra charge for that. I'm not paying for your camping stuff. You gotta deal with that yourself. And we'll stay close. We're not going to do anything super far at the moment. So if you want to come out for the day, go back home at night, sleep at home, and then come back out, that's fine too. I'll be sleeping wherever.
If you want to glamp like me, by all means.
I'll be sleeping wherever we're at. And, you know, and then we'll just get up the next morning and we'll keep doing those skills. But then we'll have 2 days to really explore all
and
of
to
those.
Have fun.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The kiddos just want to go out there and build forts. Like, yeah. they just want to play. And so when you can take them out there for that camping trip, it's not like, oh my God, this is another classroom setting.
Right.
But it's just an adventure to go out and play and to use those skills that they've learned.
Right. And, you know, I say there's no wrong way to build a shelter. There obviously is, but there's maybe no perfect way to build a shelter. If I was in an environment, it's going to depend on what materials I have. And even if I have the, you know, I can build 8 different shelters with the same materials.
Right.
So go build a shelter
and
as long as it makes sense.
Too.
Right.
Like, you know, yeah.
So it'll kind of let them explore and, you know, and I don't want to dictate this is what a shelter has to look like. I can give, hey, here's some examples. Go use your imagination and build something that works based on the principles of a good shelter. And that's really the principles of the thing to me is more important than teaching the exact thing.
Right.
If I teach you, here's a diamond shelter, and then that's all you know how to build, and you don't understand principles.
And you don't have the exact things in the exact setup in your emergency situation.
Right. I mean, if I teach you how to build a shelter in the summer, and I say this is what's a perfect summer shelter because it's 90 degrees outside.
Right.
Well, when it gets down to the teens in January, that's not the same shelter you need. You need a different shelter. So yeah, those principles are really what I want to do. And we're going to do that through basic skills.
Well, you're as bad as I am about rambling.
I know.
So let's recap here. When is your first class?
January 15th.
That's a Monday.
Monday,
January 15th. What ages?
So from 4 to 5 will be 8 to 12 year olds. Sorry, 4 PM to 5 PM will be the class for 8 to 12 year olds. And then 13 to 18 year olds or 17 year olds, excuse me, will be from 5 to 6.
Okay. And where?
Camp Tempuchi.
Camp Tempuchi. I think that covers it. And then how often are classes going
to
be?
Right now, they're going to be weekly. I do want to expand on that a little bit, but that's where, yeah, right now they're just every Monday.
Will there ever be adult classes?
Yes.
We keep getting this question over and over and over again. So we'll address it at some point. It's something that we'd like to add on to. I think that covers it all. When, where, how, why, how
Camp,
you got there.
Camp Tempucci, Monday nights from 4 to 5 and then 5 to 6 for respectively 8 to 12-year-olds, 13 to 17-year-olds. Classes are $20.
Your first class is free?
First, and not my first class. Your first
your
class.
First class your first class. Their first class. Okay.
If, yeah, if you just
and
want
that's
to come,
not just on the 15th. That's at any point, if you've never taken a 6-week class,
yeah,
you can come
try
a class for free.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was getting out of your first classes. If you want to come check it out, see what we're doing,
bring
come
a
out.
Friend.
Yeah, bring a friend, absolutely. You can find information on Facebook. There's a Facebook group called 6-Point Survival. We'll link everything in the show notes, so you can check it all out there. It's all over Facebook and stuff too. So that's what the school will look like right now. Like you said, the adult classes, and actually what I would really like to do is incorporate even littler classes. So we do probably 4 to 7-year-olds, and that would more so just be playing in the woods. I'll do some survival skills while they're kind of playing around me so they can get in a shelter and enjoy it and see it. And they'll start to
experience what it might look like for them in the future.
And that might be a 30 or 40 minute, I say class, it would more so just be a play date. I'll babysit your kids for 40 minutes.
It's for you to hang out and play in the dirt.
Yeah, while I do some stuff. Just a giant kid. So, and then the adult classes will come later as well. It's something that I still definitely want to do, but the overhead and the logistics are a little bit more difficult for adults than they are for kids. So that'll come. But my 1-year vision is to have at minimum 2 days a week that we're teaching and incorporate adult classes.
And camping trips and all kinds of fun stuff. Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to share? We've shared a lot.
I have a podcast. If anyone wants to join a podcast.
We're always looking for guests. You'll hear it from one or the other of us. We're always reaching out. There's always events going on. And if you have an idea, if you have something you want to share with us, send it our way. If you have a local park for recess, send it our way. We are all about just, again, community, pulling people together, selling houses, 6-Point Survival, fun events.
Just having fun, just doing the fun things, yeah. Also, 6-Point Survival has a YouTube channel, so if you want to see my beautiful face on the YouTube, there's going to be some information. It's kind of, I guess, teaser information. You know, it's enough that you can learn from it, but coming in person and actually seeing it and doing it.
Well, it's a help reinforce, too.
Yeah.
So maybe if there was a skill that you had taught in class and then you're like, oh my gosh, what did he say? Because I can't tell you how many times I put up my gator fingers and try and tie a knot.
Right.
If I could go pull up the YouTube video and sit there on my couch and do it over and over and over again, it will help reinforce. It's not really going to be the end all of teaching it, but the other way,
right.
You know, come to the class and then follow up with the YouTube to keep it in your life.
Yeah, that's what it'll be designed for, is for the follow-up stuff, so you can get that refresher on it. You can get your stuff out and just get a quick reminder of how stuff works. Also, you know, if you want to just go see, again, kind of some of the content that we're teaching,
right.
A lot of the stuff that I'm going to be teaching in class is going to be on YouTube.
Available.
Yeah.
Perfect. How do we close when there's like two hosts and
that's it. Awesome. Thank you all for watching. If you made it this far, appreciate it. If you had any questions for us, reach out. Like we already said, we're all over. Facebook is the best way to contact us, or our phone numbers. My phone number will be in the show notes and description, so you can reach out there. And I think that's it.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone. See you.